Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
It is a cold end of the work week, but the weekend is looking a little bit better. Let's go live to AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zehr.
And we did start quite cold this morning. Temperatures dropped to 20 in the city and got into the teens in a lot of suburbs. Despite sun this morning, clouds are rolling in now, and it's not going to warm much. Highs are only going to be within a degree or two of 30 at best across the area today. That's more than 5 degrees below our typical early December lows. We'll then get a little snow, flurries, even freezing drizzle that could produce icy spots tonight. That's as warmer air is nosing back into the area. Temperatures rise above freezing toward daybreak, so conditions should improve tomorrow morning, and we're going to be closer to 40 both days this weekend. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zehr on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And make sure to keep it locked to 1010 Winds for round-the-clock weather updates. Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani's transition team has now raised more than $3 million in a month. Many of those donations came from regular New Yorkers and not corporate millionaires. His camp says the median donation is just $25, with 98% of contributions less than $1,000. So far, nearly 30,000 people have donated. The money raised will support the hiring of staff members responsible for building the new administration. By comparison, Mayor Adams had only 884 individual contributions, with the average donation at more than $1,000. Mamdani, by the way, taking office on New Year's Day. A teenager arrested in connection with a wild street takeover in Queens last month is due in court today. This, as city officials are working on ways to make that neighborhood safer.
19-year-old Justin Aguilera is expected to make an initial court appearance today, charged with gang assault, riot, and trespassing in the November 24th incident that terrorized this quiet upscale neighborhood and left a resident with severe injuries. The councilwoman representing Malba, Vicky Palladino, announcing the arrest on social media.
We all saw the blurry, videos. You know how hard it was to track a car and to track this plate? Didn't come easy, but they got the job done.
Palladino says she's been working with the NYPD and the DOT on installing speed bumps to prevent future incidents here. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Queens.
Well, we expect any time now to find out more about yesterday's double deadly stabbing at a Long Island deli. Nassau County officials are giving an update at this hour. Police last night took a 30-year-old man into custody. No word yet on charges. He is, according to witnesses, the son of the two victims who own the A&A Italian Deli and Pizza Shop in Bethpage. A 62-year-old woman died at the scene. Her 70-year-old husband later died at the hospital. The family owned the eatery for decades, and it has been a beloved community hub. Police have just released the images of a group of masked men who surrounded another man and shot him in Brooklyn 2 months ago. This happened on Stanley Avenue at a NYCHA complex on October 6th at about 8:30 at night. The 24-year-old victim was walking when he was cornered by three suspects. Police say each of the suspects pulled a weapon and fired a number of rounds, then ran off. The victim was rushed to Brookdale, where he was listed in stable condition. Police are reminding you to call Crime Stoppers, 1-800-577-TIPS, if you know anything. An early morning crash in the Bronx has killed one person and injured four others. This happened just after 4:30 on Bruckner Boulevard near the Hunts Point Market. Police say a woman driving a car with two other passengers slammed into a box truck and a tractor trailer. She was taken to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. Another woman in the back seat of the car is in critical condition. A man in the front is in stable condition. The two truck drivers were also hospitalized with minor injuries, and cops are investigating the cause. Some big changes for child vaccines. The CDC's Vaccine Advisory Panel has just voted to end the longstanding recommendation that all U.S. babies get the hepatitis B vaccine at birth. Michelle Morse with NYU Health tells 1010 Winds it could lead to some serious consequences.
This is for the health of our babies. This is for the health of our children. And the evidence shows that prior to this recommendation being in place, that actually 90% of babies who acquired hepatitis B went on to have chronic infection and many of them to develop liver failure and liver disease.
The vaccine has been universally recommended for newborns since 1991. A visit from the U.S. Education Secretary stirring some backlash in New Jersey. Linda McMahon expected to stop at Cedar Drive Middle School in Colts Neck today. It's part of a nationwide History Rocks Civics Tour. District leaders call it a unique opportunity, but some parents say political and religious agendas do not belong in public schools.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.